If you are going to be successful online, you have to become good at creating online content. Unless you are ready to open your wallet and spend a boatload of money on Facebook ads. What's up, good people? This is Anthony DeLoach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing how to become a content creating machine. Now, before we jump right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, or grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur who is working hard at what you do day to day, but you're just not being fulfilled, and you know you can become more fulfilled by creating your own online business, well, we show you exactly how to create your own online business and turn your calling into a career and get paid what you're worth. Go check out all the information today at www.anthonydeloach.com/join. You can get started today for only $7 for your first 30 days. I look forward to seeing you in the community. Now into the content of this episode of the podcast. Look, guys, I'm so excited about bringing this content to you. I want to show you how you can start creating content so consistently that you're getting found online just by your content. Now, I believe that you should use a method of providing organic content, but also using paid ads to promote your content. Now, paid ads can come later, but you want to make sure that you're putting consistent content out on the internet. There are three stages to creating content. The first thing you want to do is to get started. The second thing that you want to do is become consistent. Now, after you become consistent, the next stage is to become prolific in your content. Now, what do I mean by prolific? Prolific means that you have more online content going out to your ideal customers than anybody else. You want your target audience to find more of your content than anybody else's content. Now, that takes some focus to do it, but I can show you some ways that you can actually do that without overwhelming yourself. So let's go ahead and go right into it. The first thing I want to talk to you about is repurposing your content. So you have to make sure when you create content, it doesn't have to be just stagnant. You create your content with the intention to use it in multiple ways. So you will create your content and you will use, so let's use this podcast as an example. So I take this podcast and I record it. Now, I call myself the Jay-Z of podcasting because I never ever use any type of outline or notes. I don't write out the content of my podcast. I just freestyle it. I freestyle it just like Jay-Z says he never uses a pen. He always just freestyles it from his mind. That's why I do that. That's why you hear me making mistakes and things on the podcast, because I don't really have a format that I go by. I just basically freestyle the information so I can get it out to you. Now, that is the way that I figured out that I can become consistent in creating content. I knew that a blockage for me in creating content was the fact that I had to sit down and write out notes and write out all this information, and I knew that wasn't going to be the best way for me to create content. So now, once I create a podcast, I know that I can go back, either have it transcribed or I can listen to it myself, write out the points, and make that show notes, which I post as a blog post on my website. So that is another way for me to create content. So I repurpose the podcast as a blog post. Then I go back and I can use that blog post content and create an article online on like LinkedIn, or I can create it as a post on Facebook. I can break it down even further and create blurbs that I can use for Twitter. Then I can go back and put the content on other platforms such as Medium. Then you can take something from the actual podcast or the blog post and create a meme about it, or create a pick quote that you can use online. See, there's so many different ways that you can create content. You just have to think about repurposing your content. The next thing that you want to do when you're becoming prolific in creating content is to make sure that people can find your all of your content easily. The way you could do that is make sure that the Google spiders and crawlers and algorithms will find your content and show it to your ideal customer. The way you do that is to make sure your SEO is right. Now, one tool that you can use to make sure your SEO is on point is the Yoast SEO plugin. That's right, Y-O-A-S-T, Yoast SEO plugin. Now, you have to be a WordPress user to use this plugin, but it is phenomenal. It will allow you to create content and allow you to optimize it so that the crawlers and the web search engines can find your content and show it to your ideal customer who may be looking for a solution to their problem. So now the next thing that I want to talk to you about is to getting into groups or communities which topics surround your niche. So you want to make sure that you get into those groups. So like with me, I'm in so many different online business communities where people are looking for online business help. And I can go in and I can direct them to my article. I can post my article. I can talk to the community owners or the community founders. And I can tell them I have valuable content for their community. And sometimes they'll let me post it in there. There's so many different things that you can do to create online content. There are also journalists that are going out and requesting information that they can post in several different publications, such as Forbes or Influencer Magazine or Entrepreneur Magazine or whatever type of magazine that may be popular in your industry. And you can just start blogging about that. You can start writing content for them and they will post your content. They may even want to interview you to see what you have to say about your particular topic. The next thing that you can do to become prolific is to start doing your own interviews of people in your niche. So become that person that interviews everybody about your niche. Now you can take these interviews and make them blog posts that you put online or create articles once again about it, or you can create a podcast just like this one. And once you start doing all of those things, it will make you a content creating machine. Now, one last tip is to start documenting everything. If you're trying to figure out what content you have to share, then document everything that you can think of, everything that you're doing in your business. When you're researching things about your topic, then you want to start documenting that. Document it to death. Document everything that's going on, everything that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. And it will also keep you busy in your business. So guys, it is easy to become a content creating machine if you start focusing on repurposing your content and becoming prolific. All right, I hope this has helped you. Go out and implement this in your business and you're going to start seeing some phenomenal success from being a content creating machine. All right, guys, until the next episode, you guys go out and crush it and have an incredible day.